Hi, thanks for coming to my poster. My name is Helen Lam, and I'm a fourth-year PhD student in Leslie Rose's lab at the University of California, Davis. The poster reads top to bottom, left to right. The Rose Lab uses C. elegans embryos as a model system to study asymmetric cell division. This type of division gives rise to daughter cells with different identities and fates, and is responsible for generating cell type diversity during both development and tissue homeostasis. All asymmetric divisions require a cue of some sort to establish polarity within the cell, align the mitotic spindle along the axis of polarity, and establish daughter cell fate. The EMS blastomere of the 4-cell C. elegans embryo is a great model for studying extrinsically cued polarity. This cell, which will give rise to daughters with endoderm and mesoderm fates, receives two partially redundant cues from its neighbor P2, a Wnt-frizzled mediated cue, and a second, less well-understood cue mediated by the transmembrane protein MES1 and the tyrosine kinase SARC1. In response to these cues, the mitotic spindle rotates from the embryo's left-right axis to the anterior-posterior axis. Although it's been published that EMS spindle orientation requires a conserved force-generating complex containing at least dynein and the adaptor protein LIN5, it is currently unclear how the MES1-SARC1 pathway contributes to EMS spindle orientation. Therefore, the objective of my research project is to identify additional members of the MES1-SARC1 pathway and determine how the pathway regulates EMS spindle orientation. Malgorzata Liro, a recent graduate from the lab, identified the RAC homologue SED10 as a candidate gene for EMS spindle positioning based on its known interaction with Wnt signaling in later asymmetric divisions of the C. elegans embryo. Scoring EMS spindle rotation events, she showed that about 20% of RAC null embryos have defects in rotation, and this defect is enhanced in combination with Wnt RNAi. However, performing MES1 RNAi on RAC null embryos does not significantly enhance the defect. These results indicate that RAC does not work in the Wnt pathway, as was expected, but in the MES1-SARC1 pathway during EMS division. To place RAC in the pathway relative to MES1 and SARC1, I performed two experiments. The first was immunofluorescence using an antibody that recognizes SARC1-dependent tyrosine phosphorylation. In wild-type embryos, phosphotyrosine signal is enriched at the EMSP2 cell contact. This enrichment is MES1-dependent. In RAC null embryos, phosphotyrosine levels at the EMSP2 contact are between those of wild-type and MES1 null embryos, suggesting that RAC acts upstream of, or at the level of, SARC1 target phosphorylation. The second experiment was to observe spindle orientation in the neighboring cell P2. Reciprocal MES1 signaling is required for P2 spindle orientation as well, so if RAC acts upstream of MES1, we would expect it to be required for both EMS and P2 orientation. However, preliminary analysis shows that 100% of RAC and RAC-Wnt mutants have normal P2 orientation, indicating RAC does not act upstream of MES1. Since the main function of RAC is to regulate branched actin, I hypothesized that branched actin could contribute to EMS spindle positioning. To test this, I analyzed spindle rotation events in embryos depleted of the branched actin nucleator ARP23 with or without a null mutation in the frizzled receptor. Surprisingly, I observed that in most of the double mutants, the spindle rotations of the earlier P1 division were defective. P1 gives rise to both EMS and P2, so I'm unable to interpret spindle rotations at the 4-cell stage. However, this result raises the interesting possibility that frizzled and branched actin are required together for the establishment or maintenance of PAR protein polarity, which is the asymmetry cue for the asymmetric divisions of the 1-cell embryo and the P1 blastomere. Previous work has shown only that frizzled alone and branched actin alone are not required for PAR polarity at early stages. So in future work, I intend to test whether PAR proteins localize normally in frizzled ARP23 double mutants. I also plan to test whether RAC-induced branched actin is the major mediator of the observed defect. Additional future directions include further examining RAC's placement in the MES1-SARC1 pathway, by testing whether RAC affects endoderm fate specification for only EMS spindle orientation, and testing whether RAC can regulate localization of the force-generating complex, or whether it contributes to spindle orientation through some other mechanism. To summarize, I'm interested in how RAC contributes to the MES1-SARC1 pathway for proper spindle orientation during the asymmetric division of the endoderm-mesoderm progenitor cell, EMS. I've shown that RAC acts downstream of MES1 and upstream or at the level of SARC1. I've also shown that frizzled and branched actin together are unexpectedly required for the spindle rotation of an earlier cell, P1. Taken together, this work begins to add detail to the MES1-SARC1 pathway at the 4-cell stage and opens a new avenue for studying asymmetric division at the 2-cell stage. Thank you very much for your time and attention.